नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so many, but we'll take 5 only today. Narada Uvacha.
Narada Uvacha.
Bhikshur Bhir Vipravasite.
Bhikshur Bhir Vipravasite.
Vijnana Deshta. Vijnana Deshta Bhir Mama.
Vijnana Deshta Bhir Mama.
वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तदेतदकारशम्
नारद
उवाच
भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवस्यते
विज्ञानादिष्टभिर्मम वर्तमानो वयसाद्ये तत एतदकारशम् नारद उवाच श्री नारद सेड भिक्षुभिः बट द ग्रेट सेजेस विप्रवसिते हैविंग डिपार्टेड फॉर अदर प्लेसेस
विज्ञान
साइंटिफिक स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज अदेष्ट्रिभि
दोसु
इंपार्टेड अनटु मी मम
माइंड
वर्तमान
प्रेजेंट
वयसि आद्ये
बिफोर दिस लाइफ
तथा देयर आफ्टर एतत्
दिस मच
अकार्षम
परफॉर्म
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वादांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
श्री नारद सेड द ग्रेट सेजेस हु हैड इंपार्टेड साइंटिफिक नॉलेज ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंस टू मी departed for other places and I had to pass my life in this way. Please repeat. Shri Narada said, The great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence.
To me.
Departed for other places. And I had to pass my life.
In this way.
Purport. In his previous life, when Naradji was impregnated with spiritual knowledge by the grace of the great sages, there was a tangible change in his life, although he was only a boy of 5 years. That is an important symptom visible after initiation by the bona fide spiritual master. Actual association of devotees brings about a quick change in life for spiritual realization. How it so acted upon the previous life of Sri Narada Muni is described by and by in this chapter. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narada Uvacha, Bhikshubhir Vipravasite, Vijnana Drishtar Vimama, Vartamano Vayasya De, Tata Etadakarasham. Shri Narada said, the great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places and I had to pass my life in this way. I'll just read the translation of the next few because it's all narration. I was the only son of my mother who was not only a simple woman but a maid servant as well. Since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection. She bound me with a tie of affection. She wanted to look after my maintenance properly, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. Daru mai yatha. When I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana school. I was dependent on my mother's affection. I had no experience of different lands. Once upon a time, my mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent influenced by supreme time. I took this as the special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. Just small purport for Srila Prabhupada. That is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. The poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, and yet the mother was taken from the world by the supreme will in order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. Confidential devotees of the Lord see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as special mercy of the Lord. Mundane prosperity is a kind of a material fever, and by the grace of the Lord, the temperature of this material fever is gradually diminished and spiritual health is obtained step by step. Mundane people misunderstand it. So Narada Muni has started answering now the queries from Vyasadeva, and he's telling his own story now. Previously, if you remember, he was telling how he lived in a ashram. Now he's telling about how when he was just 5 years old, his mother was a maid servant and he had nothing else to do. The word here used is snehanubandhanam. He was attached to the mother. Sneha. Sneha is affection. Bandhanam is tied. He was tied to the mother just by her affection. So wherever she will go, he will go. He had no other work or duty. And here Narada talks about, he gives an example of Daru Mayyata, like a wooden doll, you know, the puppet. It's in the hand of the puppeteer. So whatever the puppeteer does, he just pulls the strings and the doll moves accordingly. So he says, same way, this is the beauty of Bhagavatam. You know, as they are telling the story, they are also telling some moral lessons. And here he says, the world is under the full control of Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. And then, of course, he says, I have no experience. And then on top of it, his mother got a snake bite and died. So imagine, just 5-year-old man, boy, there's no father, and now he has no mother also, left all alone. So sometimes people may think, oh, Krishna is so cruel. People always complain, right? Why did you do that, Krishna? And here the acharyas explain that that was to speed up the progress of Narada, because they saw in Narada, Krishna saw in Narada a very sincere devotee. And of course, Narada had a bigger plan. in the future life. So, the mother was taken away. In our life, we see this happening many times. You know, people complain, oh, so-and-so is so bad, cruel, evil, but he gets more and more money, more and more opulence. And the good people suffer, you know. Honest people suffer. So we get perplexed. But a devotee of the Lord knows exactly how the Lord works. In fact, I've said this before, but let me repeat that. It's a perfect story for this particular few shlokas. Narada Muni, like this, you know, like of course now he knows. But just out of some time, just to hear it from the Lord, he asked some questions. So one time he asked him, "My dear Lord, you are so strange. Your ways of working are so strange." He says, "What happened?" He says, "Look at that." He named some rich man. He has so many palaces already. And you gave him one more. And look at the other poor Brahmana, you know, he had only one cow. And he was taking care of the cow and he was worshipping you nicely. And you have taken away that cow also. What is this? You know, this is not fair. You are very unfair." So Krishna says, no, I am never unfair. And he gave his reason. He says, this rich man, he had so much of punya in his account that he had to get it anyway. I don't interfere, you know. He has to get some more and more money because of his previous karma. But at the same time, that man is not interested in me. So he says, I keep him busy. Okay, you have more money, you enjoy your material life. Because he doesn't even come to the temple. Whereas the other Brahmana is so attached to me, he is worshipping me. But because of the cow, he is not able to give his full time. You know, because he has to take care of the cow, feed her, food, so many things. So he said, I have taken away the cow. Now he is free to worship me. So Narada didn't agree first. So he went to the Brahmana and asked him. See, he just talked to him against Krishna. He says, see, look at that. You are worshipping him. He is so unfair. But the Brahmana was a devotee. So he says, hey, Narada, what's wrong with you? I thought you are also a devotee. This is the greatest mercy of God, you know. He said, I was unnecessarily attached to that cow. Yeah. All the time I was thinking of how to feed her now, I have to take her, I have to give her bath, you know. Now I said, I am 24/7, I am in the service of Krishna. He said, what about your living, you know, you need something. He said, oh, every day people come and give me prasadam to eat, I have got a small hut, nice hut. So what is required? So devotee thinks like that, you know, and then this is how Krishna works. So whenever we start progressing on spiritual path, devotional path, things happen to us. This is the story of every single devotee, you know, that suddenly something will go. Like you imagine, Prabhupada comes here, he lands here, and then in very few days his typewriter is stolen, everything is stolen, right? He had nothing. Like he came with some $5 and whatever, they were little one stove and this, and I mean they're everything lost. Prabhupada didn't give up. He said, okay, now let me go back to India, you know, because I lost everything. He took it as a mercy and he said, oh, Krishna maybe, you know, wants me to do something different. And he carried on. And now you see, they're all sitting here because of him, otherwise what is the chance? Now of course in America there are so many temples and things like that, but this all happened when there was nothing. Nobody had thought that there can be a temple in America. People would just come here and enjoy life, so called enjoyment, and then go back. But now you see things have changed. So this is a nice lesson from Narada. I'd like to stop here. Any question? Comment.